And Dee's here to help you guys as well. So she's, just to read a little bit about Dee, she's helps entrepreneurs and executives look better, feel better and perform at their best. She believes that the best way to take care of business is to take care of yourself and your people first. All right? So I think this is going to be a really good discussion and something that should resonate with everyone. So if you'd like to stand up, and please welcome to our stage, Dee Milinkovic.
Thank you. Good morning. So good to see you. Okay, health, fitness, well-being. Most of us have an idea that we should be, you know, taking care of ourselves, getting a little bit fitter and a little bit healthier. And most of us might join a gym at some stage, and we'll go to that for a while. Some of us will try and eat a salad instead of a pie for lunch. Some of us will even go for, go to a Zumba class or do a detox. But rarely do we have a coordinated and dedicated approach to improving our physical, emotional and mental health, fitness and well-being for the long term. It tends to be really haphazard and dependent on the latest celebrity diet or the latest fitness fad. What usually happens for us as business people is that we work long days. We start to suffer back pain. Our muscles start to wither away. We're not sleeping well. We're not eating well. It's lunch on the run. If we exercise, it'll be, you know, when we can get around to it once all the fires are put out. So what ends up happening for us as business people is that we sacrifice our health and our vitality in order to make our businesses successful and in order to make that money that's going to give us the life that we want. But a few years down the track, instead of sitting on a beach in Bora Bora, we're having to use that money that we've made to try and reclaim our health because we're obese, we've got cardiovascular disease, we're, you know, suffering a myriad of the lifestyle-related diseases that people are dying of in this country, okay? So we're killing ourselves by not looking after ourselves. So I'm here to tell you that not only can you love your life more and look hot and look energized and you know, be just out there killing it in your life and having the people that you love you back, love you for the energy and for the person that you are, this stuff also will impact the people that you do business with, your staff and your clients. Because people buy you, they buy your energy. If you're excited, if you're passionate, if you're a go-getter, people want to be on that team, don't they? So I've given you a handout there because there's a lot to talk about in half an hour and I want you to really learn some stuff and I really want you to take on board this idea that health and fitness is not just something that, you know, you'll worry about sometime or other when you get around to it. I want you to recognise that the most successful business people and world leaders take care of their health, fitness and well-being, and they do so for a reason, because it makes them more successful in their business. There are a ton of quotes there from Anthony Robbins, the world's number one success guru, on why looking after your physical health is important. In the workbook, that's apart from the handout, there is a diagram of a pyramid that Anthony Robbins has developed, the Pyramid of Mastery. At the bottom of that pyramid, he has put your physical health as the foundational aspect for all future success in your career, in your life, in other ways. He says that you cannot succeed in your career, in your family, you cannot give back to the community until you first sort out your physical body, then your emotional health. That's interesting, isn't it? From the person who has spent his entire life looking at success and what makes people successful. Richard Branson, an entrepreneur that we all know and love. I mean, I love him because he seems to love his life. He has a ton of energy and a ton of fun in his life, yet he's so successful in business. When somebody asked Richard Branson, how do I be more productive? He said, work out. There was no, you know, secret about systems or anything like that. It was go and work out. Barack Obama said to his campaign manager, who was trying to fill his days with appointments, look, you've got to give me my workout time. If you give me my time to work out, I'll be more productive for you for the rest of the day. Arianna Huffington says, you've got to get enough sleep if you want to perform at your peak. And neuroscientists are telling us that if you don't manage the stress and anxiety in your daily life, you're actually going to kill your brain cells, the brain cells that help you learn and remember and think. And how useful are you going to be in your business if you can't learn and remember and think? Okay. So I hope that you really come on board with this idea that health and fitness shouldn't be one of those things that you worry about sometime when you get around to it, that you need to place it front and centre of your business success strategy. Now, health fitness is really complicated. There's so much conflicting information. Everyone's got a theory. And what ends up happening is that we all get confused and throw our hands up and never get anywhere. Our body is an incredible piece of machinery that we need to take, and we need to recognise that, you know. We've got our brain to take care of, our digestive system, we've got our muscles, our skeleton, our lymphatic system and hormones. So, you know, you can't just go into a boxing class once a week and think, okay, that's it, I'm done. You've got to be able to be taking care of your entire body. How do we do this? It's over this way. My suggestion is that one of the things we have to do first is to get to a healthy weight range. Now, in the booklet, there is a, after Tony Robbins' pyramid, there is a graph there with a healthy weight range. Have a look at that at your leisure later on. And if you're not in the healthy weight range, then I suggest you need to do something about it, because obesity is correlated with so many diseases that will kill you and make your life a misery, including some cancers, dementia, depression, anxiety, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, etc. So get your healthy your weight into the healthy range. Secondly, what I suggest we all need to do is we need to undo the sitting posture. Now, most of us spend our lives in this position at work, and we're leaning forward onto the computer or we're writing. I'll just turn side on for you. And we're driving like this. And when we're at home, we're sitting in front of the TV like this, or maybe even like this. Okay. So what ends up happening to our bodies is that we develop this hunched forward posture, where our shoulders internally rotate, our head moves forward, creating a hell of a lot of tension on our neck because our head weighs a lot. We're slumped over, we're crushing our internal organs so that we can't breathe properly, and we're not giving them a chance to function. And we don't do our hips any justice because we've got them in this position all the time. Okay? So before you start training for a marathon or going to do a Tough Mudder run or something like that, first try and undo the sitting posture, okay? You will look a lot more confident and your body will function a lot better. If you would stand up, please, I will demonstrate a position that will undo the sitting posture for the top of you, okay? So stand up nice and tall and imagine that you have a piece of string pulling your head up towards the ceiling, and then just tuck your chin back a little bit so that we get out of that forward head posture. Roll your shoulders back and down and reach your hands out away from your body down to the floor. Spread your fingers nice and wide for me and externally rotate that shoulder, meaning bring that thumb out away. So we want to go from this to this. Now, you don't want to get into the situation where you're scrunching your neck muscles, so relax and just spread out, okay? And just hold here and breathe. Standing tall, chin tucked back, and breathing. Now, to really fire up these muscles here at the back, I'd like you to think that you have a candle in front of you and take a deep breath in and then take 5 exhalations to blow out the candle. So breath in. When you do that, you should be able to feel the muscles underneath your shoulder blades, your lower trapezius muscles turning on, okay? So let go of that posture, shake your fingers out. Imagine you've got some droplets of water on your fingertips that you're trying to flick off. And let's do that one more time, okay? Shoulders back, down, spread your fingers, turn your thumbs back away from you, stand nice and tall, and then just breathe. And you should feel a really nice opening here. This is something that you can do seated or you can do it standing, and I suggest you do that once an hour. So just shake your fingers out again for me. Okay. The other thing that we need to do, two more things that I'd like to tell you about that we need to do to undo this sitting posture, is to get our butt to work. Okay. So this simply involves squeezing the hell out of your backside as you're standing there. Okay. So imagine you've got a dollar note in the top of your butt cheeks and there's a stiff wind blowing and you're trying to stop it from blowing away. Just squeeze your butt cheeks as hard as you can. And then release and squeeze and release a few times. Now, there's a thing called gluteal amnesia or lazy butt syndrome. Our backsides actually forget how to work properly when we don't use them all the time, when we're sitting all the time. You can sit down now. So it's really important to give them a wake up, okay? Very important. Because we're always in this position, really important to strengthen the muscles up here and up here so that we bring our posture up. Okay, so there are a couple of things that you can do in your desk. You can do the butt squeezy thing when you're sitting down. You can do it at the traffic lights. You can do it any time. But just get that butt firing so that it will protect your back. Okay, a lot of back pain comes because we have weak glute muscles. Now, the hip thing is really, really important. As I mentioned, the sitting posture does not give us an opportunity to develop healthy hips and healthy strength in the lower body. So there are two things that you need to be doing here, and I'll be back to demonstrate that in a moment. Because I need a pair of shorts for this. And I've never stripped on stage. Okay, so we are usually sitting in this position. What you need to be able to do is get your body down so that your butt is lower than, so you're going down into the deep squat position. So some people call this the third world squat or the deep squat. If you go to the Asian countries, you will see that people aren't sitting in chairs. They're not sitting on the couch watching TV. They're sitting around like so. Feel free to join me in this posture. If you've got pants that'll allow you to do that. If not, you can try it at home later, okay? But it's really, really important for your hip health and general overall health to be able to come down into this position. If you want to live a long and healthy life, researchers are saying one of the predictors of your longevity is, are you able to get down to the floor and then get back up again without using your hands, okay? Now, again, try this with me if you like, or save it for later at home. So they actually give you a score out of 10. If you need to support yourself with a hand or an elbow or a knee, they take points away. But the gold standard is being able to get down and up again without using your hands. So if you're over the age of 50 to 81 year olds is the age range that they were experimenting with this on, and you're able to do that, then it means you have, I'm getting puffed, it means you have good core control, good flexibility, mobility, and great power to weight ratio, okay? So there are a couple of things. Before you start going out and do crazy things, start getting yourself out of that sitting posture. Start developing some flexibility and some mobility and some strength in your legs and your hips. And then work up from there. All righty. If you want to take care of your health, fitness, well-being, you need to look after many, many different areas, both emotional, you look after your emotional health by having fun, by having some love in your life, by living your purpose, finding out what your purpose is and trying to live it every day. You need to manage stress. You need to get enough sleep. You need to drink enough water. You need to fuel your body with good, healthy food. There are some supplements that you need to be taking. Very few Most of the supplementation out there is rubbish. It's doing you a lot of damage rather than a lot of good. But there are a couple of things that most of us can do to, you know, just ramp up our health a little bit. You need to move every single day, and that includes both planned movement and exercise and incidental exercise. So the incidental exercise is taking the stairs every single time. Don't never ever take the lift, okay? Don't walk to the shop if it's within a... don't drive to the shop if you can walk there in 10 minutes. Stop being lazy, okay? Incidentally, try and build as much movement into your day as possible. And then, of course, you need to do some planned exercise to undo the fact that in our daily lives, we sit for a living or we drive or, you know, we're not active. So there's a whole lot of stuff that you need to do if you want to be firing on all cylinders with your health and well-being and having that success that Tony Robbins and Richard Branson have in their lives. If you turn to my handout, I have what I call my dynamic stop, swap and start strategy for immediate and powerful success in health and vitality. While you're doing that, I might just put my skirt on. As I said, there are a lot of things that we need to cover if we want to have perfect health. And sometimes it can be really overwhelming and sometimes it can be really hard. But if you use this three-phase approach, then you can immediately have a very powerful effect on your health and well-being today. In fact, in the lunch break, you can go across to Aldi and you can implement some of these swap strategies, go home, and your health has gone from here to here in one fell swoop. Okay? So sometimes starting a health and fitness program involves really changing everything about your life. Sometimes you can do it by just making a couple of little adjustments here. So I've got some suggestions here that instead of using that horrible white table salt there that's nothing but sodium and no other minerals, get some good Celtic sea salt or some Himalayan salt. Only use Australian olive oil. Don't use that other rubbish that's processed and bleached and very bad for you. Use some free-range eggs or organic eggs. There's an awesome egg farm down at Yellow Rock where the eggs, the hens roam in massive fields. If you've got children, kids love going down there and having a look at the chickens, and you can buy your eggs directly from the farm. So there's a whole lot of things that you can do to just swap. Okay, what you're doing now, make a couple of adjustments and you're well on your way to being fitter and healthier and happier. There are some things that you just got to stop. There's no question about it. If you're a smoker, stop that shit. Okay, it's the hardest thing in the world to do. I know smokers who struggle with it for years and years. But there is no question. In the health, fitness and nutrition industry, there's a lot of discussion and a lot of disagreement, but there are some things that most everybody will disagree on. And, you know, stopping smoking is one of them. Stopping sitting so much. Don't sit so much, okay? They're talking about sitting being the new killer disease for all of us. I'm sure you've heard all of this stuff in the media. There's a whole lot of other strategies in there. And then, of course, you get to the part where, okay, I've, you know, done some swaps and I've stopped doing that. What should I start doing? And I have some suggestions there for what you can start doing now. Okay. So in the workbook, and I don't have time for you to get to do that now, in the workbook I've got a couple of questions for you to think about, and you can do this when you get home. How happy are you with the state of your health, fitness and well-being at the moment? Give it a score out of 10. If it's anything less than a 9, do something about it. Okay, think about how you would like to feel and how you would like to look, how you would like your body to perform on a day-to-day basis. And then get some help and take some action to get yourself to that vision. On the last page of my handout to you, I've given you 6 points there of my philosophy for getting fit and healthy. Okay. And the first one is to treat your personal development, your health, fitness and vitality as you treat your business. Throw some money and some time and some effort at it because it's worth it. figure out, point two, is figure out what health, fitness and well-being means for you, because it may not mean the same thing for you as it does for me. You may want to win a marathon. You may want to win a figure competition or a boxing match, but I don't. I want to look hot and healthy when I go down to the beach. I want to be able to pick up my son and swing him around and play with him. 10 years ago, my baby, who was 15 months old, hurt himself in the kitchen while I was at home on the couch, unable to move. I could not pick him up. If he was in danger, I could not pick him up because my back was completely wrecked. 10 years later, he weighs 35 kilos more and I can pick him up and I can swing him around and I can play in the surf with him. That's my why. You've got to find yours. Okay? You've got to focus on making continual daily improvements, but look for the long-term goal. You've got to raise the standards of what you expect for yourself. Don't just think, well, I'm 50, you know, my prime is gone. Expect to be able to get fitter and healthier and stronger. Don't eat the lollies just because they're in front of you. Come on, you're better than that. You know you shouldn't be doing that. Raise your standards. Use the swap, stop and start strategy as a beginner for you, and then get some help. Assemble a team of people. Get your GP, get your health coach, get everybody on board to help you to implement all of these things so that you can have an awesomely fun, exciting and productive life, so that everybody you love will love you and you've got enough energy to love them. And then the best part of this is that if you do this for yourself, you will kill it in business. You will perform at your best and the profits will start pouring in. Thank you for listening.
Alrighty guys, round of applause for Dee. Righto, look after ourselves. Good message. Well done, Dee. She's gone again. What's she going to come out like? We got any questions? So we all understand how important it is to look after ourselves. We are the vehicle that's... We're good, but yep. We all know how important it is to look after ourselves. Yep. Do we get it 100% right all the time?
No.
Possibly not. I don't know anybody that does. But there is an intention, and now I guess one of the good things about having Dee here is now it just increases our awareness once again of where we need to be. So has anybody got any questions for Dee about what we just covered off on? Yeah, Matt.
What were the supplements that work? Like, what were the
fish oils, vitamin D? If you're not getting out into the sun and getting 20 minutes of sun exposure every day, then your vitamin D levels could be suboptimal. Fortunately, there's a blood test for that. So that's one of the things that you can test. You can go to your GP and say, test my vitamin D levels. Vitamin D affects testosterone, it affects energy, it affects your ability to think, and it affects mood. So depression, anxiety, major problem in this country. Vitamin D and fish oil are two supplements that can really help with that.
All right, Ada?
Just the sugar stuff. Stevia is the natural thing.
Yes.
So that's okay.
Yeah. Stevia, all aspartame, all the fake sugars are really, really damaging for you. Your body doesn't recognise it as a food. It recognises it as a poison, as a toxin, and then it does reacts in a really bad way. Stevia is a natural sugar derived from a plant, so that's a healthy alternative. Honey, real maple syrup, not fake maple syrup, they're natural sugars. You shouldn't be having too much sugar, but if you're going to have sugar, they're the ones to go for.
Just another question. All those powder, you know, the superfood.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, the green superfoods that are made from powdered whole foods, they're okay. But the protein powders that they're selling, so there are several protein powder shops in Wollongong that have got muscle-bound, you know, people advertising their stuff. That protein powder didn't give them those muscles. So the protein powders are really that thing that you need to be careful of. One of my hints in there is have a look at the ingredients, okay? Read what is in the thing that you're eating, and if you don't recognise it as a food, then don't put it in your body. So in the green powders, they might say powdered wheat barley, powdered barley grass, powdered wheat grass, and you go, okay, I know what a wheat grass is, they just kind of changed it into a powder. Whereas with the protein powders, they've got xanthan gum, they've got you know, things that sort of sound as though they belong in a lab rather than in a garden or a kitchen.
Okay, yeah, last question.
Quick two questions. What was the name of the egg place?
I've got his number. His name is Bob, and he's down at Yellow Rock Egg Farm. And I do have his telephone number in my phone, which I'll give to you.
Great. The other one? Maca powder, what do you think of that?
Maca powder is an Incan superfood, great for balancing out hormones. It's just one of those things that you can have in your kitty, but you can get to the stage of there are 20 superfoods that you could be using. If you're not getting the basics right, then supplementing on top of that, you know, it's about where do you direct most of your energy. If you've got the basics right, sure, maca powder, I think it's a great supplement to put in there. It's a real food supplement. It's a root. It's a vegetable. It's not something that's been cooked in a lab.
All right.
One more thing. You said about not getting it right all of the time. You don't need to get it right. And the best thing about living a healthy life is that you can party a hell of a lot harder than all of your unhealthy friends. And Richard Branson knows this. I know it too as well. So it doesn't mean that your life's going to be really boring, lettuce leaves and, you know, sleeping 9 hours a night and all that sort of stuff. When you're fit and healthy, you can go out and party as hard as anyone. And that's a really big bonus that you need to know about as well.
All right. Guys, round of applause for me,
thank
please.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay.